Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler. Tonight we have with us on the show tonight, we have April Smith of Butterfly Cosmetics. Did I say your name right? April Smith Holt?
Yes, April Holt.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Listeners, I call her the Black Mary Kay Ash. You're in for a treat tonight, so tune in. All right, April, how long have you been interested in cosmetics?
Well, I've been interested in cosmetics ever since I was a teenager, but I actually got involved doing it for myself to pursue this as a career about 2 years ago when I started my research.
Okay. What is your educational background?
Right now, I'm pursuing a bachelor's degree from Troy University.
Oh, okay. Could you be the Black Mary Kay Ash?
Well, I admire her a lot, but I would like to one day go above her. She has done a wonderful job in the beauty industry, but I want to be known as Miss Butterfly because I want to go above and beyond. But I admire her a lot.
Okay. All right. What makes your cosmetics stand out from the rest?
Butterfly Cosmetics is very compatible to MAC, Mary Kay, Revlon, Maybelline, but we are offering at a very affordable price. Our cosmetics lasts all day. We have very good foundation for very good coverage. We cover up wrinkles and blemishes very well with a lot of our foundations. We have over 5 different foundations. We have over 100 different shades of eyeshadow. We're offering a full cosmetic line. So we're...
Oh, okay. Is Butterfly Cosmetics a new company? You said it. Well, it's been around. You got serious about the cosmetic business 2 years ago. Is Butterfly Cosmetic a new company?
Yes, Butterfly is very new. I actually launched February the 28th of this year. I started the process finding a laboratory of October of 2011. So at that time, when I found the laboratory, I had to find a chemist, and we start working to develop the products at that time. But
okay.
During the 2 years, I had to really do a lot of research to find out the market, make sure I was doing the right thing. So in the 2 years, I had to really do a lot of research to find out about finding the right laboratory and the right chemist to work with.
Who has inspired you the most?
The person that inspires me the most is I listen a lot at Tyler Perry because Tyler Perry went through a struggle for over 5 years before he actually blossomed into his season. And he really inspires me because I listen to his messages once a week, and that keeps me motivated and keep me really going to know that I can make it in the business, but I just have to wait until it's the right time and just do things slowly and in order and just let everything else fall into play.
Okay. Has having your own cosmetic company always been a goal?
Having my own cosmetic company has not really always been a goal, but owning my own company has been a goal. I had a lot of different opportunities, so I had to go through and find out what was really going to be beneficial for me. So at that time, I decided it was going to be the cosmetic line. So I really worked hard to get where I am today.
I believe that. What does your family think about your success?
Well, I have a really good support system. I have a lot of friends that's really been supportive. My family is very supportive. So I have a really good support system right now.
Okay. As a woman, were there obstacles in your way?
Well, not really, but being a woman, you always run into things that might stand in your way because you have a lot of black, powerful women, but it took them a while to get where they are today. So we have to do things slower than a man, but I've really been taking this business by storm, so it's been really good for me.
Okay, all right. So you're saying you did not really have a problem with people taking you seriously?
No, people take me serious. Some people say I'm a little too serious because it's a difference when you get in front of people and you're demanding things because you can't play around. It's a difference in being someone's friend in business. When it's business, you got to be serious and let people know where you stand, and then you won't have a problem down the road later.
All right. What advice would you like to give other female entrepreneurs?
One of the advices I would like to give a lot of women is to pray first. Do your research. Get counseling. And counseling, I mean, it's someone that's in the business already and maybe can tell you things. Set goals. Do a lot of planning. Just don't step out there and not really knowing what you want to do. You got to have a plan. You got to put the right people in the right places, but really you have to pray and research and really do your homework on whatever business you decide that you want to pursue.
All right. We have a caller. I'm going to go to the caller and see if they have a question.
Okay.
Caller, do you have a question? Are you just listening? All right. I guess you're just listening.
Okay.
All right. Let me go to the other caller. Hold on. I've got a list of callers. Hold on. Caller, do you have a question? Are you just listening? Okay. All right. Caller, question? All right. Well, I'm not going to go through everybody because time is limited. But I'm glad you all called in to listen to April. Where do you see your company in 5 years?
In 5 years, which will be our goal, is for 2016. Our goal is to be in Macy's, Bloomingdale, Saks Fifth Avenue, Nordstrom, and we are hoping to have taken Butterfly Cosmetics to make it into $1 million-plus business by the year 2016. We're doing things in yearly and quarterly. 2013, we're planning to open a store in the Buckhead community of Atlanta. That's our goal for 2013. So we're doing things quarterly in steps. So those are our goals.
Okay. All right. So that's where you see your company in 5 years. Okay.
Yes.
Do you consider yourself ambitious?
Yes, very, because I'm very determined. I'm very determined in this business to really make this business a successful business. I want to leave a legacy for my children to have when I'm gone.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Has Butterfly Cosmetics been a long time coming? Has it been a long time coming?
Yes, and I thank God for my journey to get to this point. From October until today, God has really worked very wonderful miracles. We have so many magazines just from Monday until today is calling Butterfly Cosmetics to do interviews to find out about it. We have magazines on the West Coast now that's calling to set up interviews. So we're very happy that we have gotten to this point with Butterfly Cosmetics so quickly.
Okay. Are you intending to expand your company one day?
Yes, we are intending to go into the market of having sales representatives. So we're very we're looking to expand by 2015.
Okay. All right. You told me that you were in People You Need to Know magazine. Is there any other magazines or talk shows that my listeners can go to hear you at?
Yes, today I was featured in People You Need to Know magazine. On April the 25th, I will be in Ambiance magazine. That's out of Los Angeles, California. It's an online magazine and also has print. April the 26th, I will be on the Dee Armstrong Show in Columbus, Georgia, and it will air on Channel 38 at 3 p.m.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a little break here. We've got to pay some bills. We're going to go to break. And listeners, don't leave the show. Come back and listen, or stay and listen.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com, or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, that was our commercials. And let's not forget Demetra Stewart of www.ambitionmagazine.com. Let's not forget her online magazine that she's launching, a cable network channel, her own talk show. Let's also not forget Conti Contino, the inventor of More Time to Sleep. Don't forget to cater to his website for your baby showers and things like that. That's More Time to Sleep, Conti Contino. Let's not forget Abby Maurice and Abby Merriweather, the Vassalis couple. Don't forget to go to cater to their business and do business with them. And let's not forget Joanna Ramsey of Lost It All. Shout out to him. And also, let's not forget X40, the rapper from West Africa that raps to the song Survivor. And let's not forget Fareed Braxton either. Okay, let's listen to Fareed.
Hey, look. Come here.
Excuse me, how you doing, love? Can I tell you that you're looking real, real nice with your sundress on? Girl, you're as pretty as the sky. I'm not the one to spit game or be the one to drown you with words. I just wanna know your name, and then I'ma give you mine in return. Your lips, your eyes. Girl, you gotta know that you are one of a kind. Tell me this, are you messing with some other guy? And if not, then maybe I can call you later on tonight and see what's going down.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you. Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food.
Oh, 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 oh.
I just wanna get down with you. Then maybe see you until you the morning. Now excuse me, miss, can I tell you this? Your beautiful skin's like a perfect 10. Your smile, your style, your sexiness look way more sweeter than a Hershey kiss. And you're wearing that dress with them shoes and the rest. I can tell that you walk around with confidence. And I really like the way you smell. Girl, I love the way you carry yourself. Like, whoa. Yeah, I know you done heard this before, but I'm about to tell you some more. That you're really, really, really beautiful. From head to toe, like, whoa. I really wanna take it slow, so we can reach that last level, when we both get that perfect flow. Good afternoon. I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you. Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food. I just wanna get to know you. Then maybe I can get the chance to wake up next to you and tell you good morning. Good afternoon. I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you. Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food. I just wanna get to know you. Then maybe I can get the chance to wake up next to you and tell you good morning.
Make a babe. Make a babe.
All right, that's Good Afternoon with Varee Braxton. We have with us tonight Miss April Holtzsmith of Butterfly Cosmetics. We have some callers. I'm going to go to the callers. Thank you for not hanging up. Hello, caller. Do you have any questions? Do you have any questions? Okay, I guess you just called in to listen. Okay, that's fine. All right. Okay. Do you have cosmetics for sensitive skin?
Well, all makeup needs to be tested first, because some people's skin is worse than others. So the makeup needs to be tested on their skin to make sure it's compatible and it will not do any harm to the skin.
Okay. All right. All right. Are your cosmetics for all women or every shade, or just black Americans? I mean, do you have it for all shades, for all women?
Yes, Butterfly Cosmetics is a very diverse cosmetic line. It's for the Caucasian, the Asian, the Hispanics, African American. It's for all skin types.
Okay, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. What would you like to tell the listeners about your company? What would you like to tell the listeners?
I would like to tell everybody, Butterfly Cosmetics, just like you said, is very new, but it's going to be a very good company to get involved with. We have very good products. In May, my signature line will come out, and it will be all mineral. And then in June, we're going to have our male line that's going to come out with aftershave and different things. So it will be something for the whole family.
It will be something for the whole family. That is great. Yes. I think it's wonderful that you have Young Cosmetic Company. And I'd also like to know, you said that you would have representatives and things like that. I think that is wonderful, too. I just want to add it to the callers who just came on the line. This is April Holtzsmith. She is with Butterfly Cosmetics. She is the CEO. And she is talking about her new cosmetic line. Okay. Do you have advice for young women?
I have advice for young women is to strive for your goals. Live your dreams and don't live anybody else's dream. Live your dream.
Okay. I'd like to let you know, April, that you have a string of callers.
Thank you.
You have a string of callers. I can't see them all because I'm only allowed so many callers on this Internet site, but it looks like you've got about 15 or more, maybe 15 or more, yeah. So that's good news. Hopefully they'll be ordering your products.
Thank you.
The advice you have for young women is really great. What is the ordering address for Butterfly Cosmetics? And the web the online web address?
The web address for Butterfly Cosmetics is www.butterflycosmetic.com.
Okay. What all does your company do in regards to services for your customers?
We offer a lot for our customers. When customers place orders on the web, anything over $50 is free shipping. We're also going to be offering classes. We want to educate women about makeup. A lot of women are applying makeup. They're applying it the wrong way. They're applying the wrong colors. We want to educate. So we're going to be offering some classes coming up in June and July where we're going to offer free classes for ladies to come in with a makeup artist, and we're going to go over skin care, things that they need to do before they apply the makeup and after the makeup comes off.
What advice would you give to a woman before she puts on her makeup? What advice would you give?
An advice I would give is get a really good moisturizer. You don't want to apply makeup to very dry skin because it does not stay on and it harshens the skin. So you need to have a really good moisturizer.
Okay. All right. So you said some of the service you offer is that you do weddings and things like that. Do you do weddings?
We also do weddings, makeup parties. If someone wants to host a makeup party, we'll come to you, we'll schedule the party, and we'll come to your home or office.
Okay, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. You have a wonderful company. And I know
you
definitely be going for her. And so let's go back over some information for the callers who just called in. What is the order and address for Butterfly Cosmetics?
www.butterflycosmetic.com.
Okay. All right, so listeners, you know how to order the products from Butterfly Cosmetics. You said that having a cosmetic company had always, patent necessarily always been a goal, but having your own company is. I'm a big fan of entrepreneurs, so I think it's wonderful that you have your own company.
Thank you.
Yes, and I encourage you to go far. And well, I don't have to encourage you because I know you are going to go far. And that your cosmetics are great cosmetics, and I look forward to seeing you just really branch out and go even further.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'd like for all the listeners to like us on Facebook at Butterfly Cosmetics.
Okay. All right, listeners. We've had with us tonight April Smith Holt, CEO of Butterfly Cosmetics. She told you where you could go to find her her cosmetics. And I look forward to having her back on the show. When hopefully she'll be even a bigger success than what she already is, if that is possible.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you, April. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye. All right, listeners, that was Miss April Holt, April Smith Holt of Butterfly Cosmetics. She has a line of cosmetics that I encourage you all to go out and buy, and also the commercials you just heard, I ask that you go out and that you tell them that Show Talk with Angela Butler sent you to their businesses. I'm waiting on a guest here. We're going to go to some music, and we'll be right back.
East by B.
Yeah, it's your boy King B, man. Shout out to 3-Way Entertainment. Primetime Music Group.
What's happening,
Big?
listeners, that was the rapper from Three Way Entertainment. Tonight we have with us Jermaine Smith. How are you, Jermaine Smith?
I'm good, and yourself? How are you, Phil?
I'm okay. Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for coming on. It's wonderful to have you. I hope to be where you at now with all the listeners. yes, I do. When did you start your radio show?
Oh, I started my radio show, my radio station, about 23 months ago.
Oh, you have a station. Oh, that is wonderful. What is the name of your radio show and station? What is the name of it?
The name of the station is Everyday Radio, and on the station I have two shows. I have one called Spotlight Radio, which we air alternate Mondays, and I have another show called the J Everyday Show, which we air every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Why did you start a radio show? Why did you start a radio show and a radio station?
Well, I started the station to highlight individuals who could not get on air. A lot of places and a lot of people that I know, we were going to places and people wanted money under the table, or our resume wasn't sufficient enough to get on particular radio shows or in radio stations or through doors. So I started something for the independent artist, small business owner, you know, something they could utilize on the internet.
Okay. All right. Who are some of your past guests on your at your radio station?
I would say Bowlegged Lou from Full Force. We had the Kid Astro, who was just on Simon Coswell, The Factor Show. We had a lot of independent artists. The list goes on. We had a wide variety. We had some people from a lot of reality shows that are running now, and a lot of unknowns. You know, we try to go with the unknowns who can't get, you know, the airplay and the spins.
Okay. You're also a playwriter.
Yes.
How many plays have you wrote?
Oh, man, I've written close to about 10 plays, but I put out and produced maybe 4 or 5 critical stage plays.
Okay. All right. Which plays have been performed within the theater, the name of the plays?
I had one stage play called A Piece of Me. We did 50 shows of that stage play up and down the Eastern Seaboard. And in 50 shows, 80 people turned their life over to God through that stage play. That stage play has also got me on the 700 Club television show, which they filmed a documentary on me. And I also put another full-length play called Cooking in Yesterday's Grease, amongst two other shorts besides those two.
Okay. You've been on the 7-Eleven Club. That is wonderful. Oh. That's really a testimony.
Yes. Thank you.
Have you ever had red carpet events? Do you ever do red carpet events?
Yes, I've done red carpet events for some events I've held. I did a concert for breast cancer awareness, sickle cell, and HIV awareness. So I had a red carpet for that event. I'm also going to have a red carpet event this July. I'm having a black tie award fair where I'm going to honor 10 different everyday women that I work with from around the United States. So I'm going to give 10 different women an award for being extraordinary in the field of work.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. How many listeners do you have on the radio? I just want you to say, not the exact amount of listeners, but the approximate amount of listeners that you have.
Well, we reached 2 million hits about 2 weeks ago on my radio station page on my website. So in 22 months, we reached 2 million hits. So people have been checking in from globally. So it's been a blessing. I can't complain.
Do you act?
No, I wouldn't call myself an actor.
Okay. You haven't been in any films or anything like that. Have you directed any films? Or is it just
I've directed some shorts. I've directed some commercials. I've directed some things for myself, as well as some of the stage plays. But, you know, I like to stick to the writing side. I'm more a behind-the-scenes type person. I prefer that life.
Okay. Do you direct your own plays?
If I feel the need that I have someone that can do a better job with directing, I'll ask them and try to push them forward to being a director, because, you know, I don't want to block somebody else's dream. You know, someone else has a talent to be a director. You know, you want to highlight them as well if you can.
Okay. Are there any current theatrical plays being performed on stage that my listeners can go to see?
No, I put everything on pause for my stage plays. But pretty much right now I'm just handling my radio station and my perfume. I just put out a fragrance on Christmas Day. So I'm pretty much primarily handling that. It's been in gift bags at the Oscars. It's been in gift bags at BET Rip the Runway. So I'm just trying to follow and focus on that right now for the time being.
Oh, okay. That is great. That is great. I was also on your radio show, so that was a big thrill for me, and I felt very privileged.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming on, man. We love and appreciate everybody that takes the time to come on, because, you know, that's what makes it work. You know, everybody's trying to work with each other and connecting each other.
Do you have a theater company?
Yes, I do. I have my own company. It's called Everyday the Brand / Spitting Image Entertainment. That is my company.
Okay. Yes, I really enjoyed being on your radio show. That perfume of yours that was in the Oscars, that was in the bags at Oscars, I think that is a big deal, a big event, a big thing.
Yes. It was a great, great achievement. I'm appreciative. It all came throughout the social networks. You know, our guy Roger Neal from Beverly Hills, he reached out to me on LinkedIn, and, you know, he saw the things I were doing, posting. And he asked him, you know, how can we collaborate, get some of these things in the gift bags for the Oscars, and, you know, for social networks, they're a plus.
And you reached the 2 million, 2 million listeners about 2 weeks ago. I think that is wonderful. That is wonderful. Like I said, I hope to be where you are at now with 2 million listeners one day.
It's a long road of, you know, trying to keep people confident in you. You know, a lot of the listeners came from the theater. You know, they followed over to the radio, you know. So if people believe in you, they'll follow you and stick with you.
All right. Are any of your shows syndicated?
No, nothing syndicated. What I do is I repost them on a blog spot for those that miss, you know, but a lot of people don't really go back and listen to the missed shows. A lot of people really have been catching them live, so that's been a blessing that people are stopping out and taking time out to do what they do and, you know, sit down and listen.
What are some of your goals for your different companies? And where do you see yourself in 5 years?
The main goal is just to employ people. You know, that's the main and only goal, to be able to employ other individuals, you know. So that's the main and only goal right then. I wouldn't say to be rich, be this. Everybody wants to be rich. But, you know, if we all got a little bit of change, I think the world would be a better place.
Okay. What do you see yourself in 5 years?
Pretty much running my company, you know, out there trying to do some work for the world, making the world a better place, you know, traveling. And expanding, you know, for the most part, and like I said, and trying to employ people. You know, I think we got everybody around us happy. You don't have to worry about but so much. You know, people around you are happy.
Okay. All right, listeners, we have on the phone with us tonight Jermaine Smith. I believe you call yourself The Brand, J Everyday, The Brand. What do you call your show?
Just J Everyday. Just regular old J Everyday.
We're going to go to the phones and see if the callers have any questions. If you don't have any questions, you can remain silent. I'm just going to ask. Caller, do you have any questions? Okay, I guess you're just listening. Caller, do you have any questions for Jermaine Smith? Okay, I guess you're just listening. Okay, caller, do you have any questions? Okay, I guess not. We don't have a lot of time to go to all the callers. I apologize for that, but I'm going to assume that you're all just listening. I believe I already asked you this. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Mainly just trying to grow, just trying to continue to grow, and like I said before, employ as many people as possible, you know, if I can. You know, I want the surrounding people or people that I'm surrounding, you know, chasing their dreams as well. You know, so sometimes if you provide a platform or area for them, but they're comfortable enough to chase their dreams like you are, then I think, you know, that makes for a great, you know, great relationship for everybody.
Yes, that's true. And the fact that you want to employ people shows where your heart is.
Yeah, that's the main thing. You
want to be a blessing
around you. That's it. At the end of the day, you know, want to be a blessing to people.
Okay. The plays that you have wrote, I know Tyler Perry has started that way with plays and things, but I believe you already, on the radio, you really did wonderful things. So I was just going to say it, like I was saying, Tyler Perry started out with theatrical plays and things like that. So maybe you'll be moving to the big screen soon.
Hey, I take it. You know, I'm not turning down nothing. If it's positive and it's going in the right direction, then, you know, I can swing with it, you know, as long as it's positive and consistent with, you know, with the path I'm trying to go. You know, I definitely can take a look at it.
All right. Nothing wrong with that. What advice do you have for the youth?
I would tell them definitely stay strong, you know, and chase their dreams and, you know, don't put a price tag on your dreams. You know, sometimes you got to start small before you can get big. You know, don't despise small beginnings. You know, enough crumbs will eventually equate to a cake, you know, so it takes time. And the main thing is, you know, you got to, in order to be great, you got to get started. But you can't get great till you get started. You know, so that's one of the main things. You got to get started to be great.
All right, young people, you heard that. You've got to get started to be great, okay? What do you think about the youth that are dropping out of school and things like that? What advice do you have for them that are dropping out of high school, that are saying, this is for the birds, you know, I'm going to get a job? I mean, even against the parents not wanting to. What advice do you have for the young people that are just giving up on the schools?
I don't promote anyone dropping out of school, but we do have to look at it on an individual basis. You don't know if these individuals have to drop out to take care of their family. You don't know if these individuals have to drop out to take care of a sick parent. And, you know, so a lot of times you don't know the full extent, you know, of it. You know, so we have to definitely treat it on an individual basis. But, you know, if you can avoid at all costs dropping out of school, I definitely advise that, because your attendance record comes back to you and it travels with you the rest of your life. So I would definitely promote, you know, kids trying to stick it out.
Yeah, try to stick it out. Okay. What advice do you have for young men in general? Because it seems like our youth, some of our youth, not all our youth, I'm not going down all the youth, but some of the youth seem to be going in a wayward way. What do you think about all that?
Well, I think we have to offer the youth more. You know, and we can't give up on the youth so quick at the same time. You know, the youth don't have as many activities as prior generations before them. The youth pretty much have the internet, you know, and some of the small things that are around them. They don't have the board games. They don't have the after-school centers in a lot of these states, you know. So it's rough to be a youth, a teenager in this day and time because, you know, your options are far and few between. You know, so I think we have to really sit back and offer these kids more. You know, at the end of the day, because they're really walking around with less options than prior generations had, you know, and people have to realize we are going to lose some of the youth. We're not going to be able to save them all. Some will get lost. Some don't want to pay attention. Some don't want to do the right thing. So we have to understand that, you know, those that we can save, let's try to save them.
Okay. I congratulate you on reaching the 2 million listener mark. That's really an achievement.
Thank you.
Okay. How can my listeners listen to you?
Oh, they can go to my website. It's www.thejayeveryday.com. That's thejayeveryday.com. They can catch me there every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on air.
Okay, they can go to your website, and I'm sure you have plenty of New York listeners, too.
Oh, man, we got listeners from all across the world. You know, some of my favorite listeners come from Maryland, Atlanta, Australia, you know, so we actually get more listeners outside of New York than we do in New York.
All right. Okay. All right. I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. The interview's been a little short, but than what I normally do, but there's not too much more I could ask you. Is there anything you would like to add or say?
I just want to say you keep pressing forward, keep doing your thing, you know, and stay strong.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Jermaine Smith. Thank you. And I look forward to having you come back on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Stay blessed.
You too, and have a good night. All right, listeners, that was Jermaine Smith, the playwright, radio personality, and director. We're going to go to some music now. We're going to listen to X40, this song, Survivor. Survivor.
Yeah, Fortitude. Survivor for turbulence, you know what it is? It's my game, Survivor. Come on.
Yeah. I'm a survivor. I look everywhere. All I see is fire. Shouting up louder. All I'm a fire. Oh, I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor. I look everywhere. All I see is fire. Shouting up louder. Hold on, me fire. Oh, I'm a survivor.
You know what is bring you? I bring this to you just as new. 1, 2, 3, buckle up my shoes. You can listen to the news. The words that I utter, I testimonies grew better times in the past. I had my back through the walls, praises to God. I break the four walls. I broke on the back of the terrible beast. Now I be like this. My enemies is on your knees. Stuck to the ground like glue. Listen to the fumes. My lyrics to your ears just sound like the morning dew. I don't just read only Genesis, but also read Matthew. I tough lots of forces, I can scale through. Now I got money like the rain dropping on me like showers. I struggle to stay alive. Don't dive in the pool of death, cause if I can survive, so you can believe in yourself.
I'm a survivor. I look everywhere. All I see is fire. Shouting up louder. All I'm a fire. Oh, I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire, shouting up louder, all I'm is fire, oh.
All right, listener, that was X40, the West African hip-hop artist, a rap artist, and I encourage you to go to Reverb Nation to buy all the CDs that you just heard me play. You heard me play some music from Three Way Entertainment. You heard me play X4. You can go to Reverbination to buy it. That's www.reverbination and buy the CDs. I encourage you to also cater to April Smith Hawk, the CEO of Butterfly Cosmetics. She was on the show earlier. And when you go to her, tell them that Angela Butler sent you for Show Talk with Angela Butler. Just simply Show Talk with Angela Butler sent you. Don't forget to cater to Garland McLaughlin at Conglomerate Magazine, the online magazine. Exquisite Barista, another company of Exquisite Design. Let's not forget Fareed Braxton. He can be found at Reverbination also online. That's www.reverbination.com. Had to say that again. And let's not forget Conti Contino. Again, one more time, More Time to Sleep. That's MMMTS.com with the www. Before that, let's not forget Demetria Stewart of Atlanta Ambition Magazine. She's also going to be coming out with her own show. Talk show. So don't forget to cater to these businesses and these people. And also don't forget Maurice and Abby Merriweather, the Visalis couple. They sell Vistalis. Don't forget, they were also on the show. All these people that I just talked about were on the show, have been previously on the show. So don't forget to cater to them and tell them that Show Talk with Angela Butler sent you. All right, listeners, that's going to conclude the show. I thank you all for listening and calling in. And everyone have a good night.